Grace and peace to you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus, who has joined us in our humanity and our experience of life. Here again from Mark chapter 1, a voice came from heaven, "Thou art my beloved Son, with thee I am well pleased." The Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts. And the angels ministered to him. That's our text. In the name of the Savior. I know what I need to say to you this morning out of this text. I have labored for several days in how to begin it. And then as I was introducing Gary, it dawned on me what has to be said. I looked down here at the carpet and I saw black on the carpet. And I said, oh my goodness, what's that? And then it dawned on me what it was. Wednesday, in the afternoon and evening, when you came to have ashes imposed on your heads, your foreheads, in trying to do that, sometimes I got pretty healthy with the number of ashes on my thumb. Some of them are lying right there on the carpet. That's what that black is. As I said the words, dust to dust and ashes to ashes. That's all you and I are. That's what we are in this season of Lent. And then it struck me as I was thinking about that, you know what else is going to stand here for the rest of the duration of this congregation? From time to time, there are going to be caskets sitting right here, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. Now, I am sure there's some well-intentioned people who are saying, oh my goodness, I better get the sweeper out after church and be sure that's swept up. Please don't. I won't have a way to begin the 10:30 sermon. But quite honestly, I think you ought to leave them there until this carpet's replaced. Because every Sunday when you come for communion or bring your grandchildren and children for baptism, you and I are going to have to come past these. As a matter of fact, someday when somebody gives some big check and you replace the carpeting, I think you ought to go get some more ashes and dump them up here. That's a powerful reminder. What does that have to do with the temptation of Jesus? The Lord Jesus joined us fully under our experience as being human beings, so that he can honestly, fully say of himself, dust to dust and ashes to ashes. Because we killed him and we buried him. His frame as the Son of Man is no different than yours and mine, albeit joined to the very Son of God. His Father's voice at his baptism says, you're my son. And then the same Spirit who affirmed that to him threw him into the wilderness where he was with the wild beasts and he faced life exactly as you and I have to face it. Lacking in St. Mark's Gospel is the familiar interchange of questions between him and the devil, because Matthew and Luke are making a different point in a different way. In Mark's Gospel, Jesus is in contest with the ancient enemy all the way through the book. And it starts with himself. He was with wild beasts. And that's the plan of God. The two things that need to be said out of this text. Number one, make no mistake, Jesus did that for us. He has conquered the enemy. That's why in a few weeks when you and I celebrate Easter, the first Easter sermon was preached to the devil. Your power is broken. That's why we say that odd thing. He descended into hell because he did not do that to suffer more. He descended into hell to say, look, I'm risen from the dead. Your power is broken. Sin is overcome. The law is fulfilled. Death's power to grip and terrify is over. Because I've conquered it all, and I've conquered you. The problem is you and I keep buying into that again. We live with our insecurities, our pride, all of the lies that beset us, all of the threats of the world that would tell us, don't say anything about it, just like Gary was talking about, be politically correct and keep all of that to yourself. How can you muffle Easter? It is as if we treat ourselves that this all we are is some ashes in the carpeting. No, you're not. You're the redeemed child of God because of what the Lord Jesus has done for you. It's all conquered. Nevertheless, we still remain as dust and ashes, as people. Not because we are so wonderful, not because we have some correct information, not because we know when to stand up in a church service and when to sit down without being told, not because we carry a particular card in our wallet, not because of the money you have or don't have, not because of the relationships you have or don't have, not because you vote the right way, not because you have the right education, not because of anything else than that your God has given you his Son. And he was with the wild beasts. The first thing that has to be said out of this text is that Jesus has done it all for you. The second thing that has to be said out of this text is that Jesus does it all with you. Because the beasts are still lurking until the end, when they will finally be dismissed. That's what the book of Revelation talks about. It's still there. You know, that's why we sing hymns that say, Satan, I defy you. Your power is broken. Yeah, I know you're capable of persuading me to cave into it, either out of my pride and weakness, that I got to handle it all. Listen to the example that Jesus set. Not only did he do it for you, he does it with you, and the beasts are still there. Yeah, they're all around us. People who make all kinds of promises and threats, and there is the beast within. And Jesus faced that too, because he was fully human with us, living in the struggle of clinging to his Father's promise, you are my son. Oh, really? Then where are you? That's why the story of Abraham and Isaac at Mount Moriah is included in this Sunday. And the turmoil of faith and heart that Abraham went through and that God the Father went through because he loves you. And the turmoil that you and I go through. I know what that's like. Don't you? In the middle of the night when your doubts or your arguments beset you on how in some situation I was right. Well, if I was so right, why do I have to argue it that much? In the night when our doubts beset us because of the doctor's report or the balance in your checking account or the fragileness of your relationships, people try to run away from that in all kinds of ways, mostly by power, but it's all self-protection. People run away to other churches because they're afraid to face it, but they've only succeeded in taking the beast with them. Because like Walt Kelly said decades ago in the cartoon strip Pogo, we have met the enemy, and he is us. That's why we come back here and are reminded we're dust and ashes. It is alone the power of God that rests upon us. That was true also in the example the Lord Jesus set for us in depending not on himself, even though he's God. He depended on the claim of his Father, and it is the work and claim of his Father alone that laid hold on him, threw him into the wilderness, brought him through it by his promises, allowed him to be crucified, and then raised him from the dead. And if they did it to Jesus, don't you think the same is going to happen to us? Why should we be surprised? The Lord spoke through St. Peter, last thought, and then we do the offering. St. Peter said one time about these beasts, "Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, not on your own willpower, but in the faith." The example Jesus sent was to cling to the voice of his Father. The power Jesus does is to have overcome it already. Why are you and I so foolish as to give in to it? And the great grace that comes through this is that all the way through, angels were coming and ministering to him. Don't you hear the rustle of angels' wings in the middle of the night when you're beset by all that vexes us? Do you think your Father in heaven would only do that for Abraham or his own son? He did it for you. Shove away the angry voice of the beasts and listen for the rustle of angels' wings and the claim of your Father's voice upon you, because he has not forsaken you. In the name of Jesus, amen. May the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.